March 25, fulfilling life's obligations. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Romans 14:7. Ask yourselves a question. What is my life toward God and toward my fellow men? There is no one that liveth to himself. No life is lived on neutral ground. Our conception of life may be influenced by the enemy of all righteousness so that we do not realize its vast importance. But we cannot cast off our responsibility and live without reference to the future immortal life and still do our duty to God and to our fellow men. Each one is a part of the great web of humanity, and each one has a far-reaching influence. We cannot fulfill the obligations that rest upon us in our own strength alone. We must have divine aid in meeting our responsibilities that our influence may gather with Christ. All our talents of time, ability, and influence were bestowed by God and are to be given back to Him in willing service. The great object of the life which God has given is not the securing of temporal advantages, but the securing of eternal privileges in the kingdom of heaven. The Lord has bought all that there is of us by the precious blood of Christ, and it is the worst kind of robbery that could be practiced to withhold from Him His own. Our life is not our own, never was, and never can be. The question of importance to us is our life interwoven with that of Jesus? We shall come into the judgment for the very atmosphere that surrounds a soul, for it is vital and is influencing souls for good or evil. If you connect with God, fearing Him, loving Him, obeying Him, and give to the world a living example of what the Christian's life should be, you will fulfill your obligation to God and to your fellow men. You are to show forth in your life what it means to love God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. Connected with the God of wisdom and love, you will demonstrate to the world the fact that you are not living for this world, but for that which is not temporal but eternal.